A beautifully undulating green landscape stretched in front of my view as I traveled toward Millersburg, Ohio. A glacial period that occurred over 130,000 years ago was responsible for bringing rocks and sediment that was dropped by melting ice of a receding continental glacier. The result was this rolling landscape that so beautifully swept across the region. Paul from the Amish and Mennonite Heritage Center had graciously arranged to spend some time informing me about the Amish and sharing stories about the Amish community and their rural lifestyles. Leading a somewhat isolated way of life away from the surrounding metropolises and choosing a lifestyle that places limits on modern conveniences, I wondered how these communities managed their water needs. Soon I will reach my destination and meet with members of the Amish Society. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. There are many degrees of strictness that the Amish can choose for their lifestyles. Chris Miller told me that he is Amish. His chosen way of life uses some modern conveniences that provide a practical advantage to operating his furniture manufacturing business.
We've got a well behind the house that we dug when we first built the house. It's about 125 feet deep. And then we've got a pump, and a water pump, and a Honda engine in the basement of the house. So we pump the water out of the well into a cistern that's up on the hill. And then we've got gravity flow down to the house and the barn. And it works pretty good. Now, a lot of people they've got a pressure tank. A lot of our Amish have a pressure tank, water tank in the basement, and it works with air. Now, like on the farm here, we've got a cistern up here on the hill, and we've got a spring that runs into the cistern. In the summertime, when it gets real dry, the spring goes dry sometimes. Now, there's another well, a dug well, that's like 150 feet deep down behind the barn. And so we got it set up when the spring goes dry, and we don't have any water in the cistern anymore. Then our air system kicks in and pumps water from our well down by the barn up into the cistern. And then it comes down into the basement of the house and goes into a pressure tank.
Jacob Beachy is an Amish elder that has lived in Millersburg since 1968. He and his wife have operated a 90-acre dairy farm that included growing the feed that was fed to the cows. Chickens are also cared for from the time they hatch to 6.5 weeks. His water strategy is unique to his farmland and farming needs.
We have 3 wells on this place. The one we don't use too much, but it's there if we need it. And we have 2 wells, and water is very important. If you run out of water, that's the first thing you do. You try to get someone to fix the pump or whatever is wrong with it, and so you have water. We've had good water here. You know, we have, our wells are approximately 80 feet deep, and we've had plenty of water. We have chicken houses, and in the summertime, we have to run fans, and we have cooling pads. And then you spray the water on your cooling pads. You wet the pads and draw the air through, and that goes through your chicken house to cool the air down. And that takes a lot of water, and it takes all we can pump. But so far, we haven't run out of water. We have 2 houses and about 19,000 in each house.
Chris shared with me a story of not having water during the most productive part of the day. Water is important, so he wasn't a very happy camper when the tap stopped flowing.
Pretty important, because here about 2 weeks ago, we didn't have any water from 12 o'clock at noon till 8 o'clock in the evening. And that was terrible, terrible. Well, in our deep well, we've got what they call a jet pump. Down at the bottom, it's got a foot valve. It works like a check valve. And so we had to get a plumber in and pull the hose and stuff out, you know, the pipes from the well and everything, and put a new foot valve in. By 8 o'clock in the evening, we had water again. Boy, was that nice. So, you know, it's really something if you don't have any water. Water is very important. If you really think about it, you can't do nothing without water. You can't cook. There's just a lot of things. You can't wash yourself, you can't brush your teeth, can't take a shower, nothing. So water is very important to us.
Simplified lifestyles of the Amish communities bring